man went down south during the Christmas season and he went into a bar and he noticed that behind the bar was a nativity scene. And this nativity scene was very beautiful. It had Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus and the shepherds and the animals. But he noticed that the three wise men were dressed up as firemen. They addressed the wise men as firemen with helmets and overalls and gear. And so the fellow from up north said to the southern bartender, he says, "Why do you have these firemen, the wise men, dressed up in that way?" And the fellow from the deep south said, "Well, I heard in the Bible that it says that the wise men came from afar." That is so bad, isn't it? Today is the feast day of the Epiphany. The word Epiphany is a Greek word that means a manifestation. Today, God's plan of salvation was manifested to the Gentiles as represented by the Magi, by the wise men. The shepherds, who represented the chosen people, the Jewish people, had already come to adore Christ, their long-awaited Messiah. Now, the wise men from the east come to adore Christ. And so now, in this epiphany, this revelation, this manifestation, salvation is now not only open to the Jewish people, but to the Gentiles as well. The shepherds representing the poor, the Magi representing the rich, that people from every background, every nation, is now offered salvation in Christ if they would come to worship the newborn King of the Jews. Now, one of the hymns that we sing, especially on the Feast of the Epiphany, is a hymn you're all familiar with, "We Three Kings." It's actually, if you look in your missalette, take it out for a moment because there's some good theology in verses 2, 3, and 4. It's number 103 in the missalette. And when we look at the verses of this song, we can see why the wise men brought these particular gifts and how appropriate these gifts were for Christ, the newborn King. And there's such good theology. Look at verse 2. It has to do with the bringing of gold to Christ. "Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign." So besides these gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh just being valuable gifts in Persia, they'd be very valuable anywhere in the world, these gifts had great significance. First of all, because Christ was a king. And what an appropriate gift to give to a king, namely gold. The next verse has to do with this incense, this frankincense, this beautiful smelling incense made from the gums and resins of the trees of Persia, would be burned in the temple during the worship of God. It was only used for the adoration and worship of Almighty God. And so this verse says, "Frankincense to offer have I. Incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, gladly raising, worship him, God on high." The little child that was born in Bethlehem was not only king, he was God. The second person of the Blessed Trinity who would become a little tiny baby. And so how appropriate was it that they would give frankincense, which was used in the worship of God, to this young baby who was God himself, the second person of the Trinity who would become incarnate. And then the third verse has to do with the myrrh. The myrrh was this embalming fluid that would be used when somebody had died to anoint their body for burial. It's a mixture of oil and perfume, again, very valuable, very expensive, but it also signifies something about the mission of Christ. Not only was he a king, not only was he God, but he would be a man that would die for our sins. He would be the sacrifice. "Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. Tradition has it that Our Lady wept when she saw the myrrh because it would remind her that her son would one day die for our salvation. So these gifts, besides being very valuable gifts, also teach us theology about the person of Christ. He is King. He is God. He is man. Bishop Sheen said that we all come into the world to live. Jesus came into the world to die. That was his whole mission, to come into the world to be the sacrifice. And so this myrrh represented that he would one day die for the sins of the entire world, both Jew and Gentile alike. Well, when we think of today's feast day, we should ask ourselves, well, what gifts should we give to Christ each day, every Sunday? Well, first, the fathers of the church tell us that, well, we should give to Christ, because he's a king, we should give him the gold of our love, the gold of our adoration, of our obedience to Christ, following the Ten Commandments. That is gold to Christ. Being faithful to Christ, adoring him in the Blessed Sacrament, that's the gold of the love that we should give to Christ, our King. Second, we should give the frankincense of our prayers. Remember, when we light the frankincense, the incense, it drifts up into the heavens. When we pray, our prayers drift up to heaven. If you've ever attended a funeral, you'll notice at the end of the funeral, we go around and we incense the body. And that incense drifts up to heaven. That represents our prayers drifting up to Almighty God on behalf of our loved one who has died. And so whenever we pray, our prayers become that sweet fragrance for God. And throughout the day, we offer him these prayers. For example, when we wake up every morning, we say the morning offering, and we dedicate to Almighty God everything for the coming of the day. And then at night before we go to sleep, we do an examination of conscience and we say the act of contrition. But then during the day, we pray. And we pray that rosary every day, or the liturgy of the hours, or the daily mass that we attend. And those prayers are offered to Almighty God. They drift up like frankincense, like incense to Almighty God. And then the myrrh that we offer is the myrrh of our mortifications, our sacrifices, the daily crosses, difficulties, challenges of daily life. Jesus said, take up your cross every day and follow me. When you have hardships and difficulties, pain or suffering, united to Christ, that becomes the myrrh of our mortifications, the sacrifices that we offer to Almighty God. So these are the pleasing gifts that we give to God. The gold of our love, the incense of our prayers, the myrrh of our sacrifices and mortifications that we offer to Almighty God each day. And so the song concludes by saying, glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. That's who Jesus is, our King, our God, and our sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds to the earth and sky. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to the perfect light.